Have a guest joining us by phone this morning from the Cam Middle School. Sandy Booker, science and health instructor there at the Cam Middle School, is with us online this morning. How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very, very fine. We've had enough rain. I suppose it's probably good for growing things, right?
Well, inside anyway. I don't know about outside.
We're going to find out soon enough, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I suppose you ought to ask the farmers about that. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, the reason we're talking with Sandy this morning is she is the instructor who helps so many of these students at the Cam Middle School with the Greenhouse Project each year. And boy, you've been doing that now for a while, haven't you?
We have, and for, I can't even tell you how many years. It's just one of those things that goes on year after year after year, and I lose track of the time, really.
Well, it's been a long time, and a lot of folks have benefited, not just the students, but also the patrons in the area who get a chance to come in and get some of the good stuff that's grown there. But students gain a lot from this program, don't they?
They sure do, and this year has been a very different year for the greenhouse, just simply because I've been on family medical leave off and on, and the kids have had to step up to the plate and take more ownership of it. So it was coming down to emailing them, sometimes just leaving a plan for the week, and asking the 8th graders to be supervisors and the 7th graders to listen. And I really want to put that out there because these kids have had to do more than what we normally have to do, and they've probably learned more about a business. And maybe I just really needed to relinquish some of that before, and I'd kind of been hesitant to do it, but I've really seen the kids step up and take a lot of ownership this year.
Yeah, I wonder how many parents would be really surprised to hear that their 7th and 8th grade kids are actually good, responsible, take-charge people.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of them would know, but maybe some of them don't know that their kids are pretty good at getting down and playing in the dirt and making some things happen that are really cool things. So I hope they come and see what their kids have done, because it's really astounding this year.
Well, that's great. Well, I hope they're as helpful when it comes to doing the dishes and taking care of the laundry and stuff at home.
That I can't tell you about.
That's up to the parents to deal with,
that's right?
Right. Very good. Well, how's it been this year at the greenhouse? This is a long project that comes to fruition here literally at the tail end of the school year. Has it been a good year for the greenhouse?
Have a lot more than we ever have. In fact, we are overflowing, and we're facing a problem that is kind of a nice problem to have, and that is, where do you put everything that's in that greenhouse so that people can see it and purchase it? And if the weather would be nice, we would be able to put it outside, but of course we're having to plan for if it's raining and windy, people aren't going to want to be outside getting drenched to try and look through hanging baskets and plants and those types of things. So the kids are having to come up with ideas on how do we get everything squeezed in there but still make it safe for people to see and for people to go around and purchase the plants. So it's a good problem to have, but it also is a problem.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the details here in a little bit, but I've kind of got a philosophical thing I want to toss at you real fast, because I'm starting to see more and more schools, whether it's high schools or middle schools, around maybe the region, I guess you could call it, taking on greenhouse-type projects. Why are these such good projects for students?
I think a lot of it may be, number one, we're a rural area, and we're used to growing things. But also, I kind of look at prices are going up, and people want to know where their food is coming from, not just the grocery store, but they want to know, where has it been grown at? Can I grow my own? Farmers markets are becoming a lot more popular, and people are a little bit more, I think, health conscious about what they're eating, if it has pesticides on it, insecticides. So I think a lot of us are just, we've done this for a number of years just because we've enjoyed doing it, but that possibly could be a reason. I'm just not really sure.
I'm sure in the first go-around, it was probably folks stopped by because they wanted to support the youngsters and the things that they were involved in, and then they found out, hey, this is really good quality stuff, too.
I think so, and the fact that we don't have as much overhead as a lot of other places do, because we're using this as a teaching curriculum, so our prices are very reasonable. It is a fundraiser, of course, every year, but we're not trying to make a lot of money off of it. We're trying to give the kids the opportunity to see what can be grown, and of course, whatever's left over, or if they want to purchase things before anything's left over, they have the opportunity to do that too. So we're trying to create a total teaching environment and a business-like atmosphere for them.
It is a business for them as well. Let's talk a little bit about it. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts here. What kinds of varieties of things will folks find when they come to the CAM Middle School Greenhouse this year?
Well, we really like to try and listen to our patrons every year. And as a lot of times people will go by and they'll say, wow, I really wish you had more of this or something. So we have incorporated more hanging baskets into our greenhouse than we've ever had before. We've also put more planters out there, so various types of planters. We have the vegetables that we always have, of course, a lot of variety of tomatoes, some peppers, some cucumbers. Believe it or not, we have people that drive a ways to get eggplants. They are a little bit tiny because they got started late, but we have those. We've also listened to people tell us about flowers that they would like to see wave petunias and regular petunias. So we have those. Our hanging baskets have petunias in them, but also what's called quick combos. So they're a different type of flower that we can put together, and I do have to say we don't grow those. We use plug plants this year just simply because we cannot grow the amount of flowers that everybody's kind of asking for. We also have other flowers such as Shasta daisies, coleus, Gallardia, pansies, and then something that's pretty cool called Johnny Jump Ups. They're kind of like pansies, Sweet Williams, and then, of course, we always have our silent auction items. And this year, we've gotten really creative with the eighth graders and used some of our old equipment that is no longer used here at the school, such as footballs, basketballs that have, you know, they can't be used anymore. They don't hold air. Football helmets, boots, different kinds of rain boots. So the kids have found that ways to plant some different things, put them on the silent auction table, and see basically how well they do. So it's been a really fun year.
So it's an art project, too.
Yeah, I guess you could say it is cross-curricular here.
Getting their hands dirty in a lot of different ways. Well, that's a lot of fun. Well, it's great to get the feedback from folks then, too, to hear what they want. And, you know, it's always a risk when you do this. Somebody might say last year that, hey, this is what we'd really like to see, but will they still want it come this year? So it's great to see the good feedback you get.
It is, and I do have to say a lot of times we can't always meet those demands because just the seeds that we get, we're very fortunate that we have donations of seeds and things. So sometimes we don't always get what they want, and we don't want to spend a lot of money to get seeds for maybe six or seven plants. So we can't meet everybody's need, but we try to meet as much as we can, as long as it kind of stays within our cost and our budget.
You bet. Well, it's got to be a project that works well for these kids, too. Boy, they can't be late on their homework with a project like this, huh? You can't make up growing days.
No, you cannot. And that's why it's been so crucial this year. Like I said, I had been gone several different times, and the kids have had to step up and look and follow that plan. Okay, this needs planted here. This, we need a transplant. And they have taken ownership. The eighth graders became supervisors. The seventh graders had to listen. They know that they'll go into a supervisor position next year. And that's why I think I'm really proud of it this year, not to take anything away from any of the years before this, but the kids have had to do much more on their own than what they ever have before. And of course, Dean's been up there with them. Dean Downer, he's my cohort in this project. But Dean, he'll tell you, he emailed me and said it's like a five-alarm fire when I'm in the greenhouse. And it's not. He does a really good job. But he's, you know, flowers isn't just really what he likes to do, but he's been up there watching these kids and seeing that things get done. So it's been a really great year.
Are most of the 7th and 8th graders involved in this project?
A lot of them, around 50% of the classes.
That's good. That's a good chunk of kids.
And I'll also say our 6th graders have been involved, too. We did winter sowing project just to see how well seeds would grow if we put them out there in some containers. We've also have a lot of lettuce that we planted just to show people that anybody can grow anything in containers, and that's getting real close. In fact, it's almost past harvesting, so those kids are getting pretty anxious for the greenhouse to open so that they can eat their lettuce and enjoy that. So it's been 6th, 7th, and 8th graders have all been involved with the greenhouse this year.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Well, it's that time of the year. It's usually right around Mother's Day when we get a chance to pick up some of this great stuff, and Mother's Day is this weekend, so you got to be open soon, right?
We do, and the big thing this year is that we are opening a day earlier. The 8th grade class is having a fundraiser on Thursday, May 7th, so they have asked if we would open up the greenhouse. Usually we don't open until Friday, but we are opening Thursday, May 7th from 4 to 6, and then we would like to close so that everybody could go to the talent show, And that talent show, all the money raised for that will go to the Garrett Shirley family. On Friday, May 8th, we'll be open from 3:30 to 5:30. And Saturday, May 9th, we'll be open 9 to noon.
And I suppose getting there early is probably a priority for most folks if they want to get their pick of the litter.
Absolutely. You're correct on that.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And the kids will, they'll take care of all the money and all the bookwork involved. And, I mean, from start to finish, from planting until harvesting until it's time to actually deposit the money in the bank, they're all on top of this.
They are. In fact, they're the ones that have to set it up. There's been a lot of pictures on Cass County Outdoor Classroom Facebook page. If people are interested in seeing what we have, they can go right to that page on Facebook if they have it. The kids are in charge of taking pictures and posting them on there. And then we do have all of the other information that we have out in the media.
That's amazing. How do you keep kids involved in something like that, a project, a class like that for an entire school year where they're still as enthusiastic at the end as they were at the beginning? I suppose you let them take ownership in it.
We do, and when you have the outdoor classroom, that is just so much fun. Anytime you can get out away from four walls of a school and do some things, that's what really interests them. We also have the camp out that we go 3 days and two nights down to southwest Iowa to one of the state parks down there, do a lot of prairie work, learn about a lot of different things in the area. So the camp out is kind of the first semester thing that they really look forward to, and then the greenhouse is the second semester thing that they really look forward to.
Well, lots of fun. Again, the hours are this Thursday, May 7th, 4 to 6 p.m., and then on Friday, May the 8th, from 3:30 until 5:30, and then on Saturday, May the 9th, from 9 a.m. until noon, or I guess when everything is gone. And Sandy, you're located where?
We are located in Messina in the bus parking lot, and we are going to be so much easier to find this year. One thing people are going to notice is that when they drive up into that parking lot and they see our greenhouse, they're going to notice a really cool sign that has been placed up there. And that came about with Mariah Murphy, who was a student last year that decided we needed to have a sign. She's now a freshman at the high school. So her aunt, Wendy Knight, works for the Avery Brothers Sign Company of Sioux City. They created that sign, and it looks so awesome. And then Doug, who is Mariah's dad, framed it up, and Doug and Christy and Wendy came down, and we have that thing installed on the greenhouse, and it just looks really awesome.
The CAM greenhouse goes big time.
It does. It does.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and sounds like you've had another great year, Sandy. We hope the folks turn out like they always do from far and wide to help support the young students with the CAM Middle School Greenhouse. Sandy Booker, thanks again so much for all your time, and appreciate the hard work you do.
Jim, can I say a couple more people some people that have donated?
You sure may.
All right. I'd like to thank the Peg Hensley family, because Peg's been up there a lot to take care of it. Sheila Simmons has. Of course, Dean's been up there. 21st Century Cooperative always gives us a great break on propane, so Randy Doherty. This year, Vintager Seeds and Mark Vintager gave us a wonderful donation that has helped with propane costs. We received a grant from Cass County Farm Bureau. Orchlands of Atlantic is always helpful with seeds. Willow Lane Greenhouse out of Liska has been great with flower purchases. Our principal here, Larry Hunt, has done a couple of different things to help us out with some silent auctions and to drill out football helmets so that we could plant those. The C store here in Messina is always good to help save the flats for us to put things in. And, of course, we can't go without thanking KJN and you, because you always bring in droves of people for us.
Wow, it sounds like a community greenhouse.
It is getting there. I mean, my list is long, and I really hope that I haven't missed anybody, but we've had some huge donations this year that we can't overlook those people for giving us what they have.
Well, people always want to be associated with a winner. I think you got something going there that's pretty good then.
I think so, too, and without the support, we wouldn't be here.
Excellent. Well, Sandy, again, thanks so much for all your hard work, and appreciate all the good hard work of the students as well.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always fun talking with you.